A project that was delayed by council at their last meeting on October 10th is in danger of not being completed before a funding deadline of December 31st. Earlier this month, town staff brought forward a proposed project to install two Level 2 EV chargers in Dorchester beside the Veterans Community Center. The project would be partially funded through NB Power's Plug-in NB program and cost the municipality an additional $9,500. Here's Climate Change Coordinator Brittany Cormier making the pitch on October 10th.
Staff have identified the DVCC as a valuable location for these Level 2 chargers based on existing electrical infrastructure. It's easy to connect to the power. It's a Tantramar-owned facility, high visibility for both accessibility and security, the proximity to amenities, restaurants, shopping, museums, public library, and gorgeous green spaces right on the valley, seeing the river and the train passing by. It's a cost-efficient, timely, and effective way of increasing Tantramar's electrical vehicle charging infrastructure.
After a few questions on October 10th, council voted to delay a decision on the Dorchester EV charges with a motion from Councillor Matt Esterbrooks, who said he wanted some time at a committee of the whole meeting to further discuss the proposal. That discussion happened on Monday afternoon, but was entirely taken up with how to get the project approved in time to meet a December 31st deadline for funding for Tantramar's operating budget. Due to a delivery time of 2 to 4 weeks on the chargers, Corporate Services Director Kieran Miller said that with a possible council approval not slated until November 14th, that could mean the chargers would not be received until December 12th, leaving very little time for installation. Councillor Josh Gauguin pressed the issue. With advice from Town Clerk Donna Beale, the matter will now get moved to the next special meeting of council, either today, October 24th, or next week on November 1st. That motion passed unanimously. Later in the meeting, Kieran Miller gave two other updates on the town's EV charging infrastructure. First, with the new DC fast charger installed last month in downtown Sackville beside the post office.
Council may have heard that some EV users have experienced problems connecting to the new charger and working closely with Flo on resolving any issues. They sent an electrician on site this past Friday to troubleshoot and make repairs, and I checked the usage report, so no one has charged since then, so I can't tell if it's fixed, but we'll be keeping an eye on it. And if you have an EV, maybe you could try plugging in to confirm it's working.
Another three DC fast chargers were due to be installed by NB Power this fall at the Visitor Information Center in Sackville, but Miller had some bad news about those.
If council remembers, when we purchased our Level 3, there was a delayed delivery. NB Power doesn't have any advantages. They are also experiencing some delays in delivery of their chargers, so they will look to do some of the civil engineering work on site this fall, but the actual chargers will likely be installed in the spring.
That's Corporate Services Director Kieran Miller speaking at council on Monday.